Ngayong Lunes, January 19, lalaban sa kanyang unang main draw sa 2026 Australian Open si Filipino tennis player Alex Iyala. Nagkaroon ng exclusive interview ang SBS Filipino sa rising tennis star.
Alex, welcome back to Australia. Ano ang pakiramdam na nandito ka sa Australian Open ulit pero nasa main draw ka na?
Siyempre, iba yung experience pag main draw. At sa totoo lang, nagulat ako sa mga Pinoy. Ang dami-daming Pinoy dito. And last year, nakatatlong quali na ako eh. And there's always been a turnout, pero hindi sa ganitong laki. So, siyempre masaya at excited. Masaya. Excited. Yeah.
Nasabi mo noon sa ASB Classic na home is not a place but people. Did you feel at home ngayon dito sa Australia? Lalo, sabi mo nga, napakaraming Pilipinong sumusuporta sa'yo.
Tama naman. Dumating ako nung Lunes at ang dami-dami kong naramdaman na suporta dito, lalo na sa ground. So, pati nga sa Kuyong Classic, ang daming nanood na Pinoy. Kaya, feeling at home talaga ako dito.
Maraming Pilipino ang nag-aabang sa laro mo against Alicia Parks. Ano sa tingin mo yung magiging susi para makalampas ka sa round 1 at umabot sa round 2?
Sa tingin ko, I mean, kahit sino naman magiging mahirap na laban. Pero kung okay yung mental strength ko, yan yung pinaka magiging susi sa laban. Yan. No.
Inaasahan mo ba na lalaki na yung tennis sa Pilipinas? Kasi syempre, all throughout the years, hindi nga malaki ang tennis sa atin. Pero ngayon ba, mas nakikita mo, mas dadami na yung tennis players natin?
Oh, parang nararamdaman ko na lumalaki na siya. And lalo na with this WTA 125, parang magkakaroon yung mga Pinays ng, parang kumbaga goal or, you know, something to look forward to na at home. And parang pati nga sa SOCMED, sa social media, ang dami kong nakikita ng mga celebrities, nagte-tennis, pati mga racket sports in general. Pero syempre biased talaga ako sa tennis.
Ano ang mensahe mo para sa mga Pilipinong susuporta sa'yo at patuloy pang susuporta?
Wala, gusto ko lang magpasalamat sa kanila. Alam kong malaking bagay yung may Pinoy dito sa mga Grand Slams. Kaya gusto ko lang, well, I'll do my best. But, you know, I just, wala lang. Maraming salamat at gagawin ko yung lahat ng kaya ko ngayong Australian Open 2026.
Maraming salamat, Alex, and good luck.
Salamat. Thank you.
Bago natin makapanayam si Alex, nagkaroon muna rin ng pagkakataon ng international press para kausapin ang Filipino tennis player. Unang katanungan, kumusta ang Melbourne?
It feels great. I'm super excited. You know, coming in as a main draw player gives a different vibe, especially with the struggles I've had in the past coming here. So, super excited coming in full force. Yeah.
Sa dami ng magandang nangyayari sa kanyang karera, paano nito nahuhubog si Alex, lalo na't maraming suporta ang nakuha niya sa katatapos lang na ASB Classic sa New Zealand.
I try to just take it with a spoonful of gratitude. I think not a lot of people get to experience this in their lifetime, so I'm just so grateful to be in this position and to have that support. I think if anything, it's just try to take it in with the positives, and it sure does help, you know, when I'm out on court and people are supporting. So yeah, well, it's definitely it was great for confidence, and you know, to get matches in always helps before slams. So yeah, I'm confident with how I'm playing. Doesn't mean that the matches aren't gonna be tough here, so I'm ready for anything. Yeah, it's been a busy month, but so many blessings and so many, there have been so many memorable moments that, you know, just make me happy to experience. And I think I've planned well and my team has done well to arrive here in the best shape possible. It's a Grand Slam, so we're not looking over that fact. And yeah, I'm ready. I'm here.
Bilang tennis player na palaging nasa iba't ibang bahagi ng bansa, paano ba niya hina-handle ang jet lag?
I think it doesn't matter where you come from. If you're on the tour, you're going to have jet lag. Or even, you know, if you're playing tennis in general, you're going to have jet lag. And the reality is that you just have to deal with it. Like, if you're running on 3-4 hours of sleep, like, you're going to play 3-4 hours. I mean, you know, and you can adjust, right? But it's kind of like you can't really do anything about it. You'll get sleep when you can.
Sa kasalukuyan, mas nakikilala na ang tennis sa Pilipinas sa tulong din ni Alex Iyala. Ano kaya ang kanyang pakiramdam dito at sa nalalapit na WTA 125 Philippine Open?
I'm so, so happy that it's finally coming together. It's really happening. It's been a dream to have a home tournament and, you know, just in the WTA stage in general. I think it's a huge step for tennis in the Philippines and women's tennis, especially. I know some friends who are going to play there, so I'm so happy with, you know, that's going to bring a lot of inspiration and a lot of motivation for the girls back home, and it's just a big step in the right direction. I mean, well, yeah, that's the reality is when, you know, back home, tennis is not one of the biggest sports in the running, I would say, but hopefully that's changing, and with the WTA 125, I think that's a great goal for, you know, people to look forward to, for the Filipinos to look forward to. It always makes me happy when I come home and my cousins will tell me, like, oh, it's so hard to get a court now, like, you know, so those are good signs, and I think people just in the Philippines, you know, we just have to make the first step, and I think we're making some good steps.
Hindi naman maiwasan ni Alex na purihin ang suporta ng mga Filipino.
Yes, it was amazing. It's been amazing. In this part of the world, there are a lot of Filipinos, I know. So, but the turnout this year has grown significantly, I would say, from the past year. So I'm so happy to see this environment, and, you know, people are excited, and when I'm on court, they're excited to see me. So, you know, it's flattering, and it makes me feel welcome for sure.
Martin Tuanyo, SBS Filipino.